From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with President Obama's vision for the next 4 years. In his second inaugural address yesterday, the president made a forceful case for equality. He talked about advancing the American ideals of liberty and justice for all. Many before him have made that point. What made this speech different is that President Obama specifically included gay rights. That's an inaugural first, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
About halfway through President Obama's second inaugural address, he reached back to the nation's founding, quoting the Declaration of Independence to make a point about the struggles that shape America today.
The most evident of truths, that all of us are created equal, is the star that guides us still, just as it guided our forebears through Seneca Falls and Selma and Stonewall.
Seneca Falls, Selma, and Stonewall. Three distinct fights that the president linked into one alliterative arc. The Seneca Falls Convention in 1848 marked a turning point for women's suffrage. More than 100 years later, civil rights marchers in Alabama made Selma a flashpoint for racial equality. And Stonewall is the name of a bar in New York where the modern gay rights movement burst onto the scene. In 1969, it was illegal even to serve a drink to a gay person. In the documentary Remembering Stonewall, Robert Rivera recalled the police raid in June when officers started loading drag queens into paddy wagons. One queen asked the officers not to push her.
And they continued to push her, and she turned around and she mashed the cop with her high heel. She knocked him down, and then she proceeded to frisk him for the keys to the handcuffs that were on him. She got them, and she undid herself and passed them to another queen that was behind her.
The riots spread, and the gay rights movement flowered. Almost half a century later, Chad Griffin, who runs the gay rights group HRC, sat on the risers just above Obama yesterday and watched the President of the United States acknowledge those rioting drag queens.
With the biggest smile on my face and, quite frankly, a bit of a knot in my throat. Growing up in a small town in Arkansas where I never knew that I knew another gay person, I'm not sure that I thought I would see that day so soon.
To organizations that oppose gay rights, the reference to Stonewall was disappointing, if not surprising. Thomas Peters is communications director at the National Organization for Marriage.
It's an attempt of the gay marriage lobby to sort of graft itself onto the civil rights movement. This is a comparison that many leaders of the civil rights movement completely reject.
Yet NAACP President Ben Jealous believes it's an entirely appropriate comparison. He says historians have often treated these movements for equality as separate threads when, in fact, they're part of one fabric.
Frederick Douglass giving his great speech at Seneca Falls. White activists joining to cross the bridge in Selma, some of them risking their lives.
And last year, when the NAACP marched to protest the New York police practice of stop and frisk, they held a press conference in front of the Stonewall Bar.
I think today's activists, especially today's young activists, are more willing to see our country's great movement for human rights as what it is, which is, at the end of the day, one great movement.
Stonewall was not President Obama's only reference to gay rights yesterday. He went on,
"Our journey is not complete until our gay brothers and sisters are treated like anyone else under the law. For if we are truly created equal, then surely the love we commit to one another must be equal as well."
Dan Savage, who created the It Gets Better movement against gay bullying, says he was flabbergasted, delighted, and shocked by the moment. He says gay people are used to a perfunctory nod in speeches by Democrats.
But then to be included in an inaugural address in that way, and that explicitly, and to have our story woven into the story of all struggles in the last 100 years for freedom and equality, literally, I'm speechless. Like, I just keep arriving at this place where I just want to, like, put my head on my desk and have a sob.
President Obama spoke those lines yesterday in front of the justices of the Supreme Court. They have two big same-sex marriage cases this term. So ultimately, the fate of gay rights this year may rest more in their hands than in those of the president. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.